In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We continue with Louisa and the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 3. We are on page 5. The first section on the top of page 5. Volume 35, 12, 18, 1937. Louisa states, "My adorable Jesus, returning to visit my little soul as if inundated with his flames of love, told me, my daughter of my will, each thing that the creature does, keeping my will as principle of life, no matter how small it might be, contains one divine life." Okay, so here we have Jesus saying to us very, very clearly that this is different now. This is different than what the saints have been doing for the last 2,000 years. You know, Jesus gave the kingdom of redemption to the apostles, and then filled with the Holy Spirit, they went out with divine zeal to begin to live this new way, and went to Rome, basically, the center of humanity at that time, and then from Rome to all the world. Jesus is now saying, I want you to understand my Sacred Heart. So here Jesus inundates Louisa with these flames of divine love from his Sacred Heart. He wants us to understand love. He wants us to understand who he is. And so with Louisa, what happens is it's a new beginning. It's not new because it's the oldest gift that was given. It was the gift that was given to Adam. It's like divine mercy. Divine mercy is not new. It's always been known that God is a merciful God, a loving God. Yet, because of what God gave to Saint Faustina, we have a deeper awareness of this great love of God, this divine mercy of God. And, you know, since 2000, Pope Saint John Paul II gave us this gift, And what does Jesus say to St. Faustina is that this is the final devotion that I'm giving to my church before I return. Okay, so we have to understand this is the final devotion that God is giving to his church before he returns. So he's looking at us and he's saying to us, are you aware of what I'm going to bring upon the earth? Are you aware of this sanctification? So he says to Louisa, each thing that you do, well, he's talking to Louisa, you and those linked to you do, keeping my most holy divine will as your principle of life. Okay, that's what we pray when we do the six steps every day at Holy Mass when we receive Holy Communion, the six steps that were given to Louisa by the Blessed Mother, making the divine will the principle of our life. Okay, so when we really begin to think about this, this is a new way of living for us. And as we begin to live this life of the divine will, little by little, and again, nobody possesses it fully, but little by little, what happens at that point is we begin to experience God and the love of God in a way that the saints could only have dreamed of. So he says this, each thing that you do, every thought, every word, every deed, when you begin your day with a prevenient act, and then your actual acts throughout the day, everything that you do, keeping the divine will as the principle of your life, no matter how small it might be, this is an eye blink. This is a swallow. This is a step. No matter how small it is, if you're saying, I want the divine will to be the principle of my life, it says it contains one divine life. Every eye blink is a divine life. Why? Because you're allowing Jesus to blink in your blinking. You're saying, with your prevening act, Jesus, everything that I think, say, and do today, be done in the holy divine will. You, Lord, do it in me. Why? So that in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, you hear everyone with my voice saying to you, I love you for every eye blink. I love you for every heartbeat. I love you for every breath that you take. See, everything that you think, say, and do. What happens at that point is you become focused on God. You become attentive to God. You're letting God have His way with you. Jesus, walk in my walking. Oh, Lord God Almighty, brush my hair as I brush my hair. Brush my teeth as I brush. You do this in me. I want you to do this act so that you can give the Heavenly Father all the glory, all the honor, all the praise as our Heavenly Father so rightly deserves, because you're the only one that can do this perfectly, divinely. And I want to live in my nothingness so that you, Lord, reign in me. That you, Lord, become alive in me. Like he says to Louisa, Louisa, I want you to become my skin. I want to be on earth again through you. Gazing in your gazing, listening in your listening, smiling in your smiling. And Louisa says, that's all I want. All I want is you, Lord. No matter how small it might be, contains one divine life. Now, how can this be? Okay, Jesus says, every word that I speak is a divine life. Because Jesus does it, it happens. So the whole book of heaven is filled with divine lives, divine promises. And as you read this, as you study this, what happens is you become more and more filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Why? You are in heaven. You're one with Jesus. You're allowing Him to reign in you. And your whole family changes. You know, if we really discipline ourselves to let God be there, everything that you do, no matter how small it is, Jesus says, contains one divine life. It's a new beginning for mankind. It's a new beginning for the world. And all that He's asking is, would you allow me, Lord God Almighty, to do this? Would you allow me to reign in you to such an extent that I'm gazing in your gazing, I'm beating in your heart beating, I'm breathing in your breathing? And when we say, yes, Lord, I want your most holy divine will to be the principle of my life. I want this. Why? Because you, Jesus, want this. I want to please you in all that I think, say, and do. Because I want you to do it correctly. When you receive Holy Communion, you know, Jesus teaches Louisa to receive Him as He received Himself at the Last Supper. Why? So that every Holy Communion will be done by God. In us. Receiving Himself. Now think about this. When this happens, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, those that have never received Jesus, those that received Him sacrilegiously, those that received Him indifferently, those that received Him without even thinking about God, Jesus is receiving them. Jesus is receiving Himself in them. And therefore, it is a divine act. So, we know that when we surrender to Jesus, Jesus, you do this in me. It's perfect. God has done it in us. And He takes us at our word. He says, would you allow me to do this? He says, it will seem as if you are doing nothing, but in reality, you're doing everything. Why? It becomes a divine life. That act. In the name of everyone and everything. And the Father looks at the earth as if everyone has received Him worthily. Why? We are participating in this act of God. God is doing it in us. We're getting out of the way and we're saying to Jesus, you do this in me. Think about this. This is magnificent that our Lord would be wanting to give to us something that is, it's extraordinary. It's the Lord God Almighty. When somebody says to me, well, I'm doing divine acts. No, you're not. You can't. A human can't do a divine act. But if you let Jesus do it in you, he is doing that divine act. God is doing that. It's a new beginning. How much our Lord loves us that he is willing to give to us a divine act for every thought, word, and deed. When done, he says, in the divine will, when the divine will is your principle of life. So he says this, therefore, in the endless ocean, this endless sea of my divine will and of my divine love, one can see many little divine loves of divine love. Do you see what's happening? This is not human. See, the human nature was perfect. But because of the fallen will, the human nature has been corrupted. When God breathed into the dust, that human nature that came out of the dust was in God's image and likeness. Now God is saying to us, I want to bring you back to where you were before the fall. So what's happening is when Adam breathed, he was breathing, God breathed in my breathing. Think in my thinking. Walk in my walking. Beat in my heart beating. This was to be, this was Adam in God's image and likeness. This is what was to be for all his children. But because he fell, it took 4,000 years of prayer, 4,000 years to bring the Son of God upon earth. And it's mainly because of the Blessed Mother's fiat mihi. Let it be done to me as you say. With that, the Lord Jesus comes to earth and he begins his Catholic, this universal life again. And the life that Adam lost. And now God is saying to us, now is the time, because it's the worst of times, now is the time where I want to give to my people, my church, sanctification. And so this is what he says. The endless ocean of my divine will, of my divine love, one can see many divine lives of divine love and divine light swimming and floating, having taken their place inside this ocean of God, this sea of God, the sea of love. See, the divine will is love. You know, love God with your whole mind, your whole heart, and all your strength. And to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Why do you love yourself? Because God dwells within. And what Jesus is saying to us is, as you love your neighbor, as you love yourself, you begin to see God in your neighbor. And even if the soul is very far from God, very far from this church, God is going to take care of it. And that's why we surrender to God. Lord, let it be done as you say. Let your will reign in me. I want this gift more than anything. Why? Because you, Jesus, want to give this back to mankind. You've given it to Louisa, the firstborn, the newborn. And now all those that read the book of heaven, study the book of heaven, are learning how to live this abundant life. This is extraordinary. This is the best thing in the world. And it's the ultimate thing in the world. John Paul II was asked about the divine will, and he responded, it's everything. It is everything. To begin to live this life is what God has planned for us from the beginning of time. Not to be with a fallen human nature, but the original human nature, which is perfect. That's why Our Lady, when she was born, when she was conceived, I should say, Jesus says, the divine will reigned in her. Why? She never gave life to her human misery, her human will. So therefore, she was the perfect place for God to be born. Perfect place for the Lord God Almighty to come to earth. Mary was paradise for Jesus, he says. And now Jesus has said to us, he's given this life, this gift of the divine will, to a human who was born of original sin, Louisa. And the reason is God wants to give this to us. He has his firstborn, he has his newborn, and now he says, now my kingdom is going to be populated by my children. That's us. So what Jesus is asking, are you willing to begin to live this life? Are you willing to begin to live a life one with God, fused with God, as God originally planned? Are you willing to give up your human misery? Use your free will, Jesus says, to choose. You live in God's most holy divine will, which is peace, joy, and happiness, which is heaven, or live in your fallen nature, which is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Our human nature, it's very clear when we go to confession, this is what God wants to break us free of. When we say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the near occasions of sin. God says, good, you're on your way to living in the divine will. And again, to live in the divine will is to be free of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And nobody is there yet. We want to be. As soon as we're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative, and God tests us. That's the part of the prayer we pray every day at Holy Mass, the six steps. We accept the test. What is the test? What is the test? The test is the cross. Spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional cross that God has given us. He says, I've chosen this for you. This is my gift to you, your cross. A lot of people complain and are negative. They drag their cross behind them. How dare God do this to me? How dare God allow this to happen to me? You don't understand. We are so selfish, so self-centered, that God has to break us as a cowboy would break a bunking bronco. We're wild. I mean, think about it. You say to a child, a little child, don't touch this. It's too hot. And the child has to test it out. Is it really too hot? My goodness, it's too hot. And what does the parent say? I told you not to do this. We're willful. We are disobedient. We're not faithful. That's our fallen nature. When Jesus shows, this is why he loved Louisa. Louisa was obedient. As soon as Jesus said to her at the age of 17, where she was walking around, she would go to church, go to bed and stay there. She didn't say, well, what about church? Well, what about, he says, go to bed and stay there. So she did. She was obedient. When Jesus said to her, stop eating, she obeyed. Stop sleeping, she obeyed. Stop drinking, she obeyed. We go to confession each week, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And it's usually through disobedience to Christ and his church. What God is asking of us is to recognize little Louisa. So what does God do? You know, Louisa's desire was Holy Mass. What does the Lord give her? Gives her permission from Pope Leo XIII and Pope St. Pius X to have daily Mass in her house. God takes care of everything. It's not to plan, Jesus says. It's to obey. It's not to figure something out. It's to obey. when you tell, like again, going back to the stove and a child, don't touch it. It's hot. You'll get burnt. And so the child should say, yes, okay. I trust you. I believe you. I have confidence in you. It's the same thing with the sacred scriptures. Same thing with the dogma and doctrine of our faith. Jesus is trying to teach us to think from a divine perspective. And when we say, okay, he goes, good. Because you want to think with a divine perspective, I'm going to give you the book of heaven. And a lot of people who receive the book of heaven have a lot of questions. Well, what about this and what about that? And Jesus says, trust me. And I can guarantee you, two or three pages after your question, God will answer it to you. He just says, trust me. You don't have to know at this point. Just trust me. And that's the whole reason for divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. And now God wants to give us more. He wants to give us more. And that's why he says very, very clearly, therefore, the endless sea of my divine will and my divine love, one can see many little divine lives of divine love and divine light swimming and floating and having their place inside this divine ocean of love. It's to begin to live one with God. God is love. And this is why Jesus asks us to forgive. We have to have the heroic forgiveness of Christ crucified. If we don't have that heroic forgiveness of Christ crucified, he says, my Father can't forgive you. All of us need forgiveness. All of us need to repent. And when we forgive, we free others and we free ourselves. What's bound on earth is bound in heaven. If you can't forgive, you can't be forgiven. You're bound. Well, I can't forgive them for what they did. You have to. You have to. This is Christ's command. Love one another as I have loved you. That's the heroic forgiveness of Christ crucified. So where now Jesus is saying in this, we found our place in the ocean of God's divine love. If we have made the divine will the principle of our life. Oh, how repaid we triune God feel. Because when what Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa gave us in her little love and their little love is divine life of divine love. It's breathing back to God what God breathes into us. It's God breathing in our breathing. And what she gave us, triune God, in doing her acts is life, divine life of divine light. So we enter into this love, this light, this life of God. Those are the three things that God wants us to possess. Love, light, and life. This is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is to be reflected in our intellect, our memory, and our will. To do everything in this love, everything that we think, say, and do. God wants us to begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness, which is heaven, by living in the light, the love, and the life of God, with every thought, word, and deed. And the only way that that can be done, Jesus shows us, is by living in the divine will. When we live in the divine will, it is Jesus who is doing this. He's doing it in us. It looks like we're doing it, but we're doing it. He's doing it. Sorry about that. He is breathing in our breathing. He is beating in our heart beating. He's walking in our walking. He's gazing in our gazing. See, what happens is the focus becomes of God. The focus becomes of Jesus and Mary. The focus becomes of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, through whom little Louisa. That was her life. She was the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. And now God is presenting this to us as our gift if we wish, if we want, if we desire it. So how do we prove to Jesus that we want this life? It's by reading every day. This is why we have the calendar. The calendar is so powerful. Oh, it's just so amazing. Every day, God teaches us more and more and more. Every day, He fills us with peace, joy, and happiness. Every day, He fills us with this word, He says, which is a divine life. What happens as we read this promise, as we read this truth that Jesus is teaching us? Jesus says, we begin to be filled with light, love, and life. This is what we're giving to Jesus and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're giving back to God what is God's, in God's image and likeness, to do what God does. God is doing it in us. It looks like we're doing it, but God in reality is doing it. Why? That's how He created us, to be in His image and likeness. And He's waiting for us to get out of the way. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. Jesus says this is what's so amazing. The souls linked to Luisa and the souls linked to Luisa have been formed in the center of the divine life of our divine fiat. To see why the test that God gives us is to respond back fiat. Because we're forming this life in the center of the life of our fiat, and to live this life is to have the marriage of the cross. You know, we talked about the mystical marriage. Well, the other marriage is the marriage of the cross. This is what God is looking for. Who is willing to pass the test? And that's what we all have to do. We can complain. Like I told you, a good friend of mine, she was a complainer. And I kept on telling her, you know, if you die, you're going to have to spend time for every time you complained, for everything that you were negative of. She loved God. She went to daily mass. She prayed the rosary. She wore the scapular. But she was negative. And think about it. How many years, well, there's no time, but how long is she going to be in purgatory for all her negativity? It was constant. So Jesus is looking at us and saying, our response is fiat. That's, let it be done as you say, Lord. You stub your toe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that I can suffer a little bit, getting you down from the cross, and I can take your place for just a little bit. So your physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings that you're going through is your test, is your cross. And Jesus is saying, I want to see my mother there in you. I want to see myself there in you, in your suffering. Jesus says, I've done this already for you. Now He's saying, will you do this for me? Will you go through this little cross that you have with, I trust in you, Jesus. I believe in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Jesus. That's what He's looking for. So you have been formed in the center of the life of the fiat. Excuse me. So your fiat is constant. Fiat, 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 fiat. Put the sign fiat around in your car, on your mirror in your bathroom, on your television. It will help you not watch television. Because God doesn't want you to waste your time, hours, with a hypnotic eye of death. God wants you to be free to focus on Him. A lot of people are addicted to television. And this is what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting for you to be formed to such a degree in the center of the life of God's divine fiat that you can say, enough. Enough of this. I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm not going to waste another moment of my life. And I want to repair for all those hours that were wasted. Not only for me, but for everyone, past, present, and future. We really have been hypnotized. We've been told how to think, what to think, and our life has been controlled by a few powerful people in the media, a few powerful people in Hollywood. We have to be free of this. That's what Jesus is waiting for. He's waiting for us to be free of this hypnotism that we've been programmed since day one, and God is trying to free us. When we have Jesus in the divine will, everything is beautiful, everything is holy, everything is saintly. Why? We have Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, they have been formed in the center of the life of our fiat, which possesses the true life of God. And therefore, these lives, Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa, are the things that come out of it. These lives that every thought, every word, every deed that Louisa does and we do, who are linked to Louisa, it's producing. Be fruitful and multiply, God said to Adam. Be fruitful and multiply. These are the lives, divine lives, that are coming out as you are one with God in His holy divine will. My fiat, Jesus says, creates them first. My fiat forms them within itself, and then my fiat puts them out. My fiat delivers them from its divine womb. Every thought, every word, every deed should be, for us who are linked to Louisa, a divine life. Don't waste your time on the hypnotic eye of death, the television. Don't waste your time with that. Be free of it. Break free of it. Don't waste your time in Hollywood movies. I know people that can quote movies. They've seen them so many times. They don't know anything about the Bible, but they know everything of what Hollywood wants them to know. See, Jesus is looking at us, and He says, I'm spying on you to see what you're doing. I want to know whether you want this gift or not. I have to know whether you want this gift or not. And as you link yourself to Jesus and Mary through Louisa, by reading every day, the calendar most especially, what happens at that point is, you become free. You become free. You become, as he says, my fiat creates them, forming them, puts them out, delivers them from its divine womb. You are sharing in divinity, which the priest says every day of Holy Mass by putting the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to turn back to Him. He's waiting for us to let Him be the Lord of our life, the Lord of our gazing, the Lord of our listening, the Lord of our speaking, the Lord of our smiles, the Lord of our walking, the Lord of our heart beating, the Lord of our breathing. He wants to be the Lord of everything. He wants to reign as God and Savior and Master and King. So another way of proving to Jesus that you want this gift is by spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Remember what St. Elizabeth Ann Seton said, and Our Lady did too. She said, another saint, excuse me, said that everyone will have a black tabernacle in their home. You know what that black tabernacle is. It can't be your tabernacle anymore. If you have internet on your television, turn and find Eucharistic adoration. Really adore God. Let God enter into your home. Spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. Your life changes when that happens. That's because he's saying, I've done everything for you. I've even locked myself as a prisoner of love in the tabernacle, and no one comes to me. The churches are empty. So thank God for certain churches that and chapels that have allowed the Eucharistic adoration to take place live. And you can allow Jesus into your home. And you can tell him everything that you're concerned about. He knows it already. But he wants to console you. He is, like, remember what Louisa said. Finally, after 40 years, she says in volume 25, the very first day, I'm with you in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You're my prisoner of love, and I am your prisoner of love. See, we have to, you know, we talk about the mystical marriage that Louisa went through and God wants to give to us as well. We have to begin to live this life of love of Jesus and Mary, to spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. So he says this, whenever the divine will reigns, it is with its natural creative virtue over each trifle, this is our cross, even a tiny one, it creates a divine life to make us, Triune God, be divinely loved. Wherever the divine will reigns, if this is your principle of life, every trifle, even a tiny one, creates a divine life to make us, Triune God, divinely loved. See, God wants us to participate in Him. That's why He created us. Not just to be a creature on earth, but to be intimately united with Him, with every thought, word, and deed. So He says, you must be convinced that God having such great love, we, Triune God, cannot be without someone who loves us. We cannot be without someone who loves us. This is why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We love Jesus. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our King. He's our God. He's our all. You must be convinced that having such great love, we, Triune God, just cannot be without someone who loves us. Are you the one that loves God? Then prove it to Him. Be with Him. Spend time with Him. Therefore, our most holy divine will, which thinks about everything and knows how to do everything, creates many divine lives out of the acts of the creature, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, who lives in our most holy divine will. Every thought, every word, every deed is a new life. Be fruitful and multiply, God says to Adam. He says that to us now, too. Be fruitful and multiply. And because of turning away from humani vitae, we don't even know what human life is about. We've said no to God. And the nations are wasting away. God says, fine. You want death? Then death you will have. He has to give us what we want. So he looks at us and he says, would you, in the divine will, would you bring about a divine life for everything that you think, say, and do? Would you be willing to be fruitful and multiply? And when we say yes, he says, good. I have somebody who loves me. Therefore, our most holy divine will, which thinks about everything and knows how to do everything, creates many divine lives out of each act, each thought, each word that a soul, Louisa, and those souls linked to Louisa, who lives in the divine will. Begin to do your acts and your rounds throughout the day. Make that the center of your life. That was the center of the life of Adam before he fell. That was the center of the life of Jesus, the center of the life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, and they gave this to Louisa, and Louisa lived this. It compensates for our divine love and renders less restless our anxiety of love and our eternal delirium for the desire of love. Everything is compensated as you begin to live in the divine will of God's love, of God's anxiety of love, of God's eternal delirium for the desire of love. See, what we want to do is we want God to be happy. We want to please God in all things. This is why he gave us the divine will. He predestined us to live at this time. He did not give the book of heaven to the saints. He gave it to us. Why? Now is the time of sanctification. You're going to learn how to do this as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. That's why we focus on the calendar. Every day, you'll read all 36 volumes, except for volume 1, all 35 volumes. But remember, what will happen is, see, volume 1 doesn't have any dates. So this all goes by the day that Jesus spoke to Louisa. As you go through this, you cannot be the same a year from now. You can't be the same. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. He says, I'll touch your mind as you read this so that you'll understand it. And I'll touch your heart so that you will love it as you read this, as you study this. You see what God is doing? It's a new era that has begun because of this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. And Jesus is asking us, are you willing? Are you willing to say yes to me? Are you willing? So he says this is his. He says it every day to us. Therefore, live always in our most holy divine will. That's why you begin with your prevenient act in the morning and your actual acts throughout the day. Jesus is constantly saying, why are you doing this right now? Lord, I'm doing this to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. You do this in me. Pray in my praying. Walk in my walking. Work in my working. Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. God goes, good, you're learning. Love always. We have a habit of getting annoyed with people. When that happens, this is our cross, this is our test. You have to have the heroic forgiveness of Christ crucified. Love always. And you, Jesus says, you shall be the enchantment of all of heaven. You shall be our perennial feast. And we, triune God, shall be yours. Love always. Write that out on your mirror, in your car. Fiat. Everything is fiat. Everything is love always. Always live in my God's most holy divine will. Learn this. Learn this little truth that Jesus has given to us today. Put it into practice. Live always in our divine will. Yes, Lord, I will. Always love always. Yes, I will. You will be the enchantment of all of heaven. I want that, Lord. You will be our perennial feast. I want that, Lord. And we, triune God, will be yours. I want that, Lord. I want what you want. I don't want anything less than this. You're my Lord. You're my Savior. You're my Master. You're my King. You are my God. You are my all. I want what you want. Basically, that's what a genuflection is when you walk into church. You are my Lord. I want what you want. You have called me, and I am here. Let it be done to me as you say. You see what God is doing? He's freeing us from our misery. He's freeing us from all our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, and our sin. Little by little, he's doing this. He's asking us, to be linked to Louisa, because she's the only one that's done this. Our Lady did it because being the mother of God. Louisa did it as the firstborn, the newborn. We, Jesus, this is the best part. We shall celebrate each other together. We celebrate each other. We celebrate God. God celebrates us. Finally, he says, I have someone who is living in my most holy divine will as I originally planned. Do you see what God is doing? What a great time to be alive. What a great time to have this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. What a great time to begin to live heaven on earth now, if we wish. The Lord loves us very much. He's expecting an awful lot from us because he's given us the book of heaven. He's expecting an awful lot from us. And he says, if I have to wait centuries, I will. We don't want God to wait centuries. We want the kingdom to be established now. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.